in the end of Perek Aleph, which we didn't see inside, Mr. Yosef Sharim put up a ladder of a Pinchas Ben Yair of Zehiros, Zrizos, Nikios, Krishos, Tahara, Hasidus, Anova, Yeros, Hezra, Krishos. We learned in the first Perek, we have to summarize what the Mesil Shalom says in Perek Aleph. What the Mesil Shalom says is a person has to know what he's here for. A person has to know what he's here for. A person has to know what Eilam Hazeh is here for. A person has to know what he has to do in Eilam Hazeh. That's what the first Perek is. However, in Perek Beis, or if you look in a Pinchas Ben Yair's ladder, the ladder starts from Zehirus. It doesn't start from Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph says, Chayvus Adam Be'Elamai. And the reason why Pinchas Ben Yair's ladder doesn't start from Chayvus Adam Be'Elamai is because Chayvus Adam Be'Elamai, a person knowing what he's here for, we said at length, is the basis, is the foundation for any future Avodas Hashem that you're going to do. As much as you're going to know that Elam Hazeh is temporary, that's as much Avodas Hashem you're going to do. But it's not Avodas Hashem itself. It means a person who has a knowledge that he's only here for a certain reason, and Elam Hazeh is only temporary, etc. But if you haven't begun to take control of your ma'asim, and you haven't begun practically to work on yourself, then the knowledge remains knowledge, and it's nothing more, and it has no value at all, it won't help you use it. Hine inyan ha-zehirus, who the purpose of zehirus, the person of watching, is shiyiya adam nizar b'maisav u'binyonav. A person should be nizar in his ma'asim and his inyonav. Kolaymar, mizboinen u'mifakeach al ma'asav v'drachav. He should be mizboinen and pay attention to what he's doing. Hatoiv v'meim u'mloy. Are they good or bad? Levilti azoiv nafshel l'sakonas ha'avadeh chos v'chalila. He shouldn't leave his neshama to danger of destruction, chas v'shalom. And he shouldn't go follow his hergel, his nature, like a blind person in the darkness. This is something which your seichel mechayev you. About the person has the ability to save himself from the destruction of his neshama. How can you close your eyes from saving yourself? That's stupidity. It's immature. It's narishkeit. V'oisakein is somebody who ignores this. Hineu pachus me'abehemus me'achayos. You're less than the behemus and the chayos. Asher b'kivam lishmar asatvam. They naturally watch themselves. V'alkein yivruchu v'yanusum mikol ma she'yirol lehem ha'yosim asak lehem. They'll run away from somebody who's doing damage. V'oilech v'oilamoy b'liyus b'ayinus. Somebody goes through this world without paying attention. Im toivet darko yara. Hineu kasuma ha'oilech hasasar. You're like a blind guy walking on the edge of the river. Asher sakonosu v'adeh atzuma. You see, the Shem over here, underlying what he's saying over here, is something which is poshut, but it's a chiddush for us. You see, we live in Hargosha. We live in Hargosha that if we don't learn Musar, and you don't pay attention to yourself, and you're not aware of what you're doing, we live on the Hargosha that we're not such big tzaddik, and we're not such big Rishon. Yeah. I'm all azoy. Mr. Yosef Sharm says that if you live with hergul, it's avadoy nishmosa, you're destroying yourself. Why? Because when a person lives on hergul, you can take for granted that you're going to do the wrong thing. And the reason is, a very simple reason, that if you're not working on your midas, and you're not working on your tivus, and you're not working on all the things which make you run. So it's poshut that the things which are making you tick and the things which are making you run is the bad side of you. That's the double poshut. Now that idea is something which is foreign to us. We don't feel like that. We feel that our stomach, the milsa, our autopilot is ganz fine. You go on autopilot. You don't check what you're doing. You did right. You didn't do right. You did the right thing. You said the right thing. You went to the right place. You dabbed in the right way. What are you doing? We look at it that the danger is not so bad. The first thing is you should know he's telling you a vadai. If you're not paying attention to what you're doing, if you're not paying, then you're vade doing wrong. And you're vade letting yourself be destructive, and you're going to end up destructive. And that's why, on a practical level, most people don't go anywhere. That means you can know Musaf. And you can know Perek Aleph inside out. But if you're not going to implement the lemaisa, which means that I'm going to pay attention, what did I do today? Today I did a maisa, and he says two things, by the way. He says, maisav udrachov. There is maisa, there's what you did at 9 o'clock, and there's what you did at 10 o'clock, and there's what you did at 11 o'clock, and there's what you did at 12 o'clock. Then there's drachov. There are major life's decisions. Who are you getting married to? what are you doing, where you're learning, whatever direction your life is taking. Major decisions, drocha. Most people don't take 5 minutes to think. Ah, you'll ask me, people do think. What's what they think? They think where it's cheaper to rent, they think where they're going to make more money. But do people sit down and implement Perek Aleph into their lives? I'm living according to Perek Aleph. I have Perek Aleph, which says that I came into Eilam Hazeh for a short time to do things. You say that you know that. Did you take that now and type it up? You had a life's decision to make. Who are you going to get married to? Did you take that into your drachov, into your life's decision? Is this a marriage that's going to get me to Eilam Haba or not? So that means you know Perek Aleph, but when you made the decision, how much the Shver is giving. Or some other Narish guy. There's some other superficial things, which maybe not a Narish guy, but it's not important. That's called drachov. It means you're not mifakeach al drachov. And maisim means that your maisim go by, you do and you come and you talk and you think. For example, I'll give you an example with talking. If a person doesn't pay attention to what he says, so you always realize what you said after what you said. After you said Lashon Hara, and after somebody got hurt, and after you said something you weren't supposed to say, and after you daven the way that's... It's always afterwards. Because you don't have a handle on your maisim. So the practical implication of Musr is Zihirus. Zihirus means that you're breaking the cycle. The cycle is that it's autopilot. The cycle is that it's Hergel. And the Ikker Chiddush way of saying is that you should know. He's scaring us. He's motivating us. Why should I go do Zihirus? Okay, they won't do Zihirus. They won't be a big topic. If you won't go do Zihirus, you're like a blind person walking on the edge of a river. You're going to fall in for sure. There's no reason why you shouldn't fall in. Because we're not the... That means it's not a vacuum. A person doesn't exist in a vacuum. Where the pshat is, okay, so I'm not lasting myself, so I'm almost like, there's no vacuum there. There's forces that work in a person. There's kinnan, there's tithe, and the cover. The mitzvahs are active 24 hours a day. They never go on strike. They're always there. And the balta always there. They're going to run the show. And they're going to decide what to do. And the tithe is going to decide, go there. And how many times does a person wake up and he finds himself on the way to somewhere? Or you find yourself doing something that you look afterwards and you say, why did I do it? I didn't plan to do it. Because you let go for a second. You're Masih Das. And the minute you're Masih Das already, the minute you Masih Das, there's somebody that will make the decisions for you. You don't have to worry. There's no vacuum. There's nothing. There's no stability. You don't stand still for a minute. You're going to go and you're going to come. And you wake up afterwards and say, hey, that's a stupid thing to do. I didn't mean to do it. And the answer is, well, you did it anyway. Because you're not Mefakeh on yourself. You're not Mefakeh on your Maisim. The point of Zihirus is not how many battles you win. The point of Zihirus in the first step in Avodas Hashem is not how many battles you win. Without Zihirus, there's no battle. Knowing Perek Aleph and Seals Hasharim and knowing in a general way what I'm supposed to be here for is not going to make a battle. A battle means that I'm a Fakeh, a Maisim, my person sits down and lives with a Chesed and Nefesh. What am I doing? What did I do today? Yeah. At the end of the day, you're lying in bed. And you're thinking about Cheskes Abatim, Cheskes Metaltim, Cheskes Karke, two stomachs, one stomach, and all the Tifa Lamdas, what you learned after Shavuot, but when you finish it, what did you do today? Tasha, what did you do today? You're living with the Cheshma. I did this, I did that. Why did I do this? Why did I do that? And on a practical level, a person doesn't... Now, it doesn't mean that after a person is Mifakeh HaMaisav, you're going to win all the battles. You're not going to win all the battles. It's not important. If you're not going to be have Zahiris, there won't be any battle, period. There won't be anything. And a person has a hearers, and a person pays attention to what he's doing, so then you can get yourself to a darga of Bechira. You have a darga of Bechira. Otherwise, a person lives his whole life without Bechira. A person lives his whole life without Bechira. You never even get to a darga of choosing between right and wrong. Because you never get to the crossroads called Bechira. You're not looking at your maisim. Your maisim run by themselves on autopilot, and there's nothing to them b'chal. And you're vaday going to do bid, says Mr. Sharm. It's a very scary thing. You're vaday, it's a very scary thing. It's a little bit insulting even. What are you vaday going to do? Vaday going to do good. The answer is David HaMelech said Raglaim Alichas al Beis HaMedrash, but our Raglaim are not like that. And a person not going to fakeach HaMaisim, so his neutral matzav is going to take him to Be'er Shachas. And then he says a shocking thing, which is also very insulting. He says that a behema has a natural inclination that when it sees something dangerous, it runs away from it. You can see in the street, you see a cat crossing the whole Beis Yisrael, all of a sudden a taxi comes, what does the cat do? He steps back. Who taught him that? What is it? He went to university or something? They taught him first aid for cats on a whole basis. It's a natural thing. It's a natural thing that it's a built-in inclination to save yourself. Zochim feels the sharm. Isn't it embarrassing? I'm telling you how to save yourself. If you do a little bit of zahirus and you pay attention. And by the way, in practical musr, this is the most important paragraph that exists in practical musr. If a person pays attention to what he's doing, he can save himself from most of the yiridus. If you live in a framework of paying attention, that you're on top of what you're doing. Because most of the things that we do wrong, or most of the yiridus that we get into, are inadvertently. It's very rare that we make a decision to go do something bad. I decided I'm in a bad mood the morning, I'm going to be over in 5 out of the 10 aseres hadibros. It's very rare that it happens on this day. What happens is that inadvertently, because we don't watch what we're doing, we slip into an aveira, we slip into a yirida, and then, once you're in a yirida, we're all specialists in it. Once you're in a yirida, it's very hard to get yourself out of. And it's all because of a lack of zeirus. That's not what he means, by the way. You fall into the river. Imagine you're walking one day, you're walking down a whole Beis Yisrael, and you disappear into a black hole. Nobody ever told you that it was there. You're gone. That's not the moshul. This river, we think it's a moshul, right? That river, like a blind man. I'm not blind, and there's no river, and everything. You're blind. What's up? It happens to us all the time. It doesn't happen to us that you wake up one day after a week and you find yourself in the Yerida and you can't remember how the Yerida started. You don't know where it started. You don't know how to end it either. But you find yourself in the Yerida. That's not a blind man walking on the edge of a river. You fell in. An anger fell in. And you're in, you try to see your hand. You're blindfolded. You can't see where you're going. And then a week later, you're swimming in the river. You realize you fell into the river. That's what happens to us every day. Sometimes you fall into your Yerida for 5 minutes, for 5 hours, for 5 days. But 95% of the time it happens inadvertently. We don't fall into Yeridas based on decision. You need to make a meeting and decide, today is going to be a bad day, we're going to pull the plug on everything, and Adava, and Adava, nobody does such a thing. You slip in. And once you slip, that's this mashal. Zokir seals the Sharim, Mr. Khanna. You're already a Baal Nisoyin. It's not the first time it happened. It's not the second time it happened. It's not embarrassing. It's insult to our intelligence. It didn't happen once. It didn't happen a second time. It happened a third time. So you know that when you're living without a cheshbon, when you're living inadvertently, you know already that you're going to fall in. Hello, you fell in yesterday, and you fell in last week, and you fell in last month, and your friend fell in an hour ago. Everybody's busy falling into the river. I mean, think of the moshul. You have to take the moshul. You have this river. Everybody's blindfolding themselves and walking into the river. That's the moshul. You know what's going to happen. It didn't happen to you. It didn't happen to you a day ago. It didn't happen to you a week ago. Is what he making yourself nourish? And with a little bit of zehirus and a little bit of paying attention to what's going on, you won't fall into the trap. Does it mean that you'll never have the Yerida? Does it mean that you'll never make a mistake? You will make mistakes. There are battles you win. There are battles you lost. There are battles which are very hard to win. We're not talking about that before. But you won't make yourself nourish. You won't walk yourself into a car that's coming down the road. That's what we do most of the time. Most of our Yeridas come from Pasha walking into the car. It's Mishakas. He says, Mr. Chanarish. A cat watches what he's doing. And you just live your life like that, Hefker. Vinei, Yirmiyo Hayamis Einin Al Roya Bine Doiroi. Yirmiyo Anavi, that's what he schemed at them. Ibn Hayyasim Negum, Benega Midazois. They had this terrible Midaroa. Shahu Malimim Einayim Mimaseim. They used to close their eyes from their actions. Miblisha Yasimu Lev Lirois Mohim. Should I do continue? You're on a certain mahalach. You have a certain chaver. You have a certain roommate. You have a certain chavrusa. You're in a certain mahalach. Do you ever check to see if it's a good mahalach or it's a bad mahalach? Is what I'm doing good or what I'm doing? Should I continue like this? Should I not continue like this? Migay, go weiter. V'amar aleim. Look into the lashon of Yirmiyahu Novi. A shocking lashon. Hey, ish nicham arasa lemer. Nobody ever checks what I'm doing. Kulam shavrut zasam. They're all busy running. Kesus shaitiv amachama. They're all running like horses. What's shot? You know, it's like this, you go to a train station, everybody wants to move on in life. The gate, the fort, it means that you should travel. You come to the train station, you see a train go up, you get on it. You don't check to see where the train's going. You get on the train, you're going, you want to go to New York and you end up in Los Angeles. So at least you have a good feeling, at least that was moving. Right? So it's not only the fact that you didn't get to where you want to get, but you're 10,000 miles away from where you wanted to get. Why? Because you didn't bother to check out the window to see which direction you're going. You're going east or west. Most people live their lives like that. They go to the train station, they get on the train, they wake up in Harmanuchas, and they find that they took the wrong train. And they never once stop to see where they're going. Where they're going, which train is it, are you going where you want to go? Territories, they don't even know where they want to go. Abim Gate. That's how the world is today. Come to the gate. People running, coming, everyone's going. As long as they're moving. Where are you going? What are you trying to accomplish? It means, A, they don't have a goal where they're going. And B, if they have a goal, they don't even check to see if they're, what they're doing is getting there to that goal. So you live hefker, like he says. You live like a horse. And the world goes by. And everyone, so people see the first three shaitim running. Everyone runs after them. If these guys are running, so the whole world is running. Go to Manhattan, stand on the street, and watch. Millions of people, back and forth. Where is everybody running? Nobody knows exactly. But 100 years ago, people started to run. Everybody's been running since then. Nobody stopped. Where are you going? Where are you running to? Where are you running from? Nobody knows. And nobody's even checking to see. Nobody. If you ask, where are you going? I don't know. Well, he's running. You're running also. And the whole world's running. And nobody knows where they're running. And our world also. How many people stop to say, where are you going? What are you doing exactly? I've discussed it many times with people. You're working till 9, 10 o'clock. What are you to make money? And what are you going to do with the money? Be able to take care of my family. But you're never home with the family. So how can you take care of them? But in the end, I'll be able to. And people go. Nobody stops and thinks what they're doing. And in our daily lives, like that also. We get up, we live by rote, we do the next thing. Terrible thing. There's no hope to go for any growth. It means if a person wants to grow and wants to improve himself, wants to become something better, the first thing is to stop the race, to stop the train. And say, where am I going? Is this getting to where I'm going? What am I doing? Now, there's a major ma'akiv. So it is a little bit embarrassing, you know? If without this, we're so straight up Muhammad, we're like a horse running into war. So like, why taka, if a cat knows how to jump away when a car comes out of Holbeis Shalom. Why can't we? Why are we so stupid? I think, maybe the Ilum disagrees with me, but everyone should think about themselves. Why don't we do this? Why don't we look over there? I think the reason why we don't do it is because it's very painful to look into our mice and see what we're doing. It's a very, very painful thing to do. Besides the physical effort, besides the fact that we're lazy, there's a certain amount of laziness involved. It takes an effort. You have to stop, see what you're doing. But more than the laziness, Shaboy, it's very painful for a person to look himself in the mirror and see that there's nothing there. So even though in Seichel we know what Mesil Shram is telling us, he's telling us that we're walking near the lake blindfolded and we're zikha going to fall in. We know that. I brought you a ride before. Every Yerida that we have comes from inadvertently. Every Yerida that we have. Keep shooting the mamash, exactly like we said. You don't need big mashalim. Every Yerida that we have is because we didn't look. And all of a sudden you find yourself in a Yerida. Because you never look. Why don't we look? It's very, very painful to look. It's very painful to look. It means you have to look, and what you find isn't always so pretty, and it's not so comfortable. I'm not even talking about the second stage. I'm not talking about the after you look to call in the plumbers to fix up. I'm not talking about that. That's the next parak. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the first stage. If you don't know where the leak is and you don't know that anything is leaking, all of a sudden you wake up one day and your whole house is floating down the block because you didn't know that anything was wrong. You didn't check. Is this nekuda? This first step is critical. Why? If a person looks at himself and he checks what his mind is, and he thinks to say is wrong, there's already a 70% chance he's going to fix things up. That's the way we are. That's the Metzius. The Yetzirah's battle. You should know that the main battle of the Yetzirah is in this Perek Aleph. If you can get past this Perek Beis, you're in the ballgame. You're already going to win most of the battles. We have the Kalim. We have Kalim to win battles. You have Perek Aleph. We have Kalim to win battles. We have Perek Aleph. We know what we're here for. We know that Elmas is only temporary. The problem is we never get to the battles, Bichal, because everything is on autopilot. And the reason why we don't want to look at Elmas is because it's not pretty. It's not comfortable. And the Yetzer Hara puts up the Iker battle there. The Iker battle is there. And brothers, you know, you'll see, try to do it. Try to start to pay attention to what you're doing. You'll see the Yetzer Hara will fight back because he knows if you can get past, if you can break that vicious circle of paying attention to what you're doing, he already lost automatically. He already lost 60% of the battles. You know why? Because we're Yidden. We're B'nai Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We're good people. So the only Yetzer that he has is, the main Yetzer that he has is, stay fast asleep. Live on autopilot. Do today what you did yesterday. Do today what you're going to do tomorrow. Go vibe in life. Get married like that. Learn like that. Go to work like that. Bring up your kids like that. Just don't think what you're doing. You're going to start to think what you're doing, you'll speak 60% Lashon Hara. You'll start to think what you're doing, you'll speak nicely to somebody. You'll start to think what you're doing, God forbid you'll daven 50% of the time. We daven. We feel that 3 times a day we're speaking to Rebbein Shalom. We wouldn't speak to a janitor the way we speak to Rebbein Shalom. What's the word? We're Rishayim. We don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't believe in the Kayach HaTfilah. We don't think. It's not so complicated. We just don't think. That means you don't take 5 minutes to pay attention to what are you doing. You're going to daven mincha now. It means you're going to speak to somebody. You're going to ask it from somebody. It rather happens to be that the somebody is Melech Malchei Hamlochim, and it happens to be that your life is dependent on it, and all the other cosmos are all dependent on it. You say, that's agav. I'm not even talking about that. I'm not talking about the fact that you're talking to somebody. When you daven, you feel you're talking to somebody. You feel you're having a conversation with somebody? No, why not? Because you're not thinking about what you're doing. It means 3 times a day, I don't know how much time we spend in shtivels or shuls, whatever, the shiva, whatever amount of time you spend in prayer, but that means a major part of the day you spend on autopilot, right? You're in the Olamos Elyonim and your lips are doing your jobs for us. I'm not talking about davening, you should daven, you shouldn't daven. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Etzem Musik, how we live on autopilot. We just run. It runs by itself. That's another example. With a little bit of attention, our davening would improve 60%. Are we talking about winning all the battles? It's not all or nothing. I'm not talking about winning all the battles. But if we would pay attention, automatically our davening would be better. If we would pay attention, our learning would be better. But the Yetzer Hara wants a complete shutdown. And Yom Kippur, and Erev Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, and the morning after, he allows a little bit of Machshava, and that's it. So of course there's no growth, and there's no serious continuation in Ruchnis the Galiyah, because there's no checking. See, I'm giving you an example. A person can go 3 times a day for 80 days in a row of davening, stop and get geplappled. It means you're mechanic, we're mechanic ourselves to live on autopilot. It becomes a way of life. It becomes a mechatchila. And that's a thing, look how embarrassing it is. We're talking about something you do 3 times a day that you spend 2.5 hours a day on, Batsam. Or 2 hours a day on. That means a major chunk of your day you're doing things which, it's dumb, like you have Alzheimer's, right? The guy also comes to shul. And he also moves the, he also knows Asher Baha, it's not a problem. But that we were there for the guy. What are they stopping the Alpha fit the shul with a wheelchair for? You can do the same thing at home. And what do we do when we daven? We're like we have Alzheimer's, you pull the plugs out. And I'm just showing you, with a drop of attention in kimat every facet of our lives, we can make a drastic improvement. And the Yetzer Hara stops you right there. This is where the battle is. The battle is this paying attention to what we're doing, not to live like a straight to Muhammad. And that's why this is the first ladder of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. Because if you don't have zeros, you're not in touch with what you're doing, there's no hope for you. You can't have Ruach HaKadosh and Anova and Yira and Zvizos if you're not in touch with what's going on. If you're living on autopilot, it's a lost case. That's the first step. That's why this is the first step on the ladder of Prince of Zanyar. It's a very shver avodah. It's a brick wall mamash. You'll try to do it, you'll see there's a brick wall. The Yetzirah puts up a wall and doesn't want to do it. And I'm telling you why. Because if you break through the brick wall, you're in the ballgame. Then you win, then you lose. This is where it starts. And this is where it ends. And this is an avodah for your whole life. Because it's not all or nothing. As much as a person has the heroes on his mind, that's as much as you have a zehirus. You have a little bit of the heroes, you'll have that much of control of what you're doing. A drop more, it's always something you can always increase. But as much as the heroes as you'll have, then you can move on to a little bit of zehirus, a little bit of nikias, a little bit of precious. This is where it stops.